Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, July 24th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepare these messages each weekday morning, although Brooksine is not with me this morning for the reading of the podcast. Today's message is titled, What's in Your Hand? The scripture text is from Exodus 4, verse 2. Then the Lord said to him, What is that in your hand? We passed a sign on Route 23 near Lancaster, Pennsylvania, advertising an interesting business, cleaning up dog doo-doo from your yard, a service of a, quote, professional pooper scooper, end quote. Of course, our initial reaction was, you've got to be kidding. But the sign presents this as a serious business proposition. It has a phone number. In fact, I checked on the internet, and indeed there is a chain of these operations. I have no idea what credentials are needed for this profession, nor what degree of formal education may be required. But given some of the nutty classes taught in colleges, I suppose such a class shouldn't surprise me. We try to see that Roxy does her business when we're out on trails, but when needed, we take care of backyard messes without the professional service. We share this duty as a family. We may not be professionals, but we feel confident that we can handle this. Brooksine is shown, and actually it's me because she wasn't here for the photo. I have a photo of myself on the site with the special scooper that we use for this purpose in my hand. Today I ask a question. What do you have in your hand? Maybe, like me, you have a cup of coffee. Well, let's look at that verse again. What is that in your hand? The Lord asked this question to Moses during his encounter at the burning bush. Moses had been called to deliver God's people from bondage. But rather than jumping at the opportunity, he's reluctant and unsure of himself. And he begins to make excuses. They won't listen. I can't talk good, and so forth. That sounds a lot like us, doesn't it? But God had a plan, and that plan was going to be fulfilled. Of course, the all-knowing God knew the answer to his own question about what was in Moses' hand. But it had an object lesson for Moses. God still teaches us through objects, object lessons, doesn't he? Moses answered, a staff. God wanted to teach Moses that he could use the ordinary to accomplish the extraordinary. Moses threw the staff to the ground, it became a snake, and then back to a staff. Wow. Then God used a demonstration with Moses' hand. Well, surely Moses would be ready to obey now. But a few verses later, Moses said, Oh Lord, please send someone else to do it. Well, as you know, Moses finally obeyed, and 3,500 years later is one of the great figures in human history. Well, what's in your hand this morning? Well, of course, I'm not speaking literally, but spiritually. God still has a plan, and he's still using ordinary people and ordinary things to do the extraordinary. Yesterday's message is shared about a mature couple mentoring a young couple in preparation for marriage. I enjoy witnessing ordinary people using their hands for God's work. People just like you and me. Well, my prayer today, and Brooksine normally writes the prayer, and she's much more gifted than that, but it's just a single verse, but does express my heart. Lord, today help me to realize that you desire to use me in the ordinary events of life. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me for the podcast today. I do enjoy having Brooksine beside me, but she was in a meeting. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net, and I do have a number of photos up on the site today. Welcome you to take a look at them. Really, the song I would recommend today, we normally put a link to a song up, but I could not find any audio version of an old song from probably the 70s or most early 80s by a now-deceased musician by the name of Danny Bell called Ordinary People. But I do have some of the words up today on the site as well. have a couple of humorous stories and photos up today as well that you might want to look at on our site. Have a blessed day. Continue to be encouraged. And remember, God uses ordinary people.